T-Mobile.
KN4TFW.
Hey, how you doing, bud? Is this Daniel?
That's a negative. Try one more time.
Can't catch the voice.
Yeah, this is Kent. You must be going flying.
No, I wish I was going flying. I sold a little house, and I've been down cleaning out the last of the little storage building down there. And now I'm headed over to my granddaughter's house to watch her jump on the new trampoline we bought her for Christmas. Yahoo!
I remember those days when my kids and my grandkids started jumping on those things.
Now at this little storage shed, and I found a set of junior golf clubs that I had bought my daughter when she was 13 or 14. Going to take them over to my granddaughter also. Who knows, maybe we'll have another what was that girl's name that played golf over at Furman that was so good?
On that one, I don't even count that as a sport.
I tell you what, it is classified as a sport, but I'll tell you what, it is, in my book, it is classified as a disciplinary endurance. Because you ain't playing nobody else, you're playing yourself. And when you screw up, you just get all upset with yourself.
It costs about as much as radio, right? Or model airplanes.
You betcha. As a matter of fact, if you get into it deep, it's more expensive. Oh, I'll tell you. So, it's just a good thing that I've been banned from most golf courses around the area.
Playing yourself, right?
No, you know how you ride down the fairway in a golf cart and you hit that big old hole in the middle of the fairway and you thump real good with the golf cart? Well, I can dig a hole faster with a 9-iron than you can with a shovel.
You all right off of the tee, but I really sucked at it off of the fairway.
Did you know that you're talking to one of the only few people that you've ever talked to that could get negative yardage from the tee box?
Know that. KN4TFW.
Up on the tee box, and I actually just barely towed the ball and put enough spin on it. It went out about 4 or 5 yards, and the spin caught it, and it went back behind us about 15 yards. The guy said, if I had only had the video going, I could have made $10,000 on America's Funniest Home Videos, because it hit one of the guys with us.
Honestly say, I've never actually done that.
The rest of the story why I don't play golf.
I've played a few times, but I gave mine away.
What are you doing now? You just taking it easy for the day?
Down in Powdersville, my wife's mom is visiting her sister down there, so we're going to ride down there. She's down from North Carolina, so we're going to go see her. And I just got done playing with one of those Anytone 878s, trying to program a couple of frequencies in it, and I thought I was going to have to take a hammer to it.
What's he putting in it, a DMR?
AMRs and a couple of digitals in there, analog in there, just to see if, you know, to do it and that, but I'm going to work with Patrick and Andrew and try to learn a little bit about it.
Those things, I understand they can be about like a Baofeng trying to program it. But once you get it programmed, they're fun.
It was actually easier.
But at this stage, I don't need no DMR then.
You pay a little bit extra and they send you a code plug and that, and you can just dump it down into it.
They call a little bit extra, a couple of $100.
Yeah, I think it's $100.
What links does that cover?
Oh, but fortunately Patrick got that plug, so I'll be able to use said he's going to modify it a little bit and I'll be able to use it. And that, but I did go to a site that had a bunch of contact information. The radio hold 500,000 contacts. So I dumped down into it 164,000 contacts. At least that way when you know, somebody keys it up on digital, it'll display their name and their call sign.
Oh, so it's a database that does not program the radio for your repeaters.
I think the one that he has will do the repeaters. And that this one that I went to was just like call signs and names and information like that.
How do you get a hold of that thing? You try to log it in and put all that in? Let me know how difficult that made it. If it's just a plug-and-play kind of deal, I might be interested in doing something like that. And it's a handheld, right?
Yeah, roger.
40 in DMR.
Roger that.
How much was the radio?
59.
This thing's real running $400 and $500.
One that everybody was talking about, and it seemed like, you know, one that people were the most familiar with.
Okay. Well, good luck with it. And let me know how that goes whenever you get going there. Well, listen, I'm just about to destinate over here with my granddaughter, so I hope you had a nice Christmas and you travel safe out there. Be careful. Don't run over nothing. KN4, VWA, I'll be clear after your final. Good to talk to you again, Ken.
Hi, 73, Steve. Enjoy them grandkids while they're young. Don't let them get hurt on the trampoline, and we'll catch you down the road. KN4, TFW.